Our story begins along a riverbed about 120 million years ago, in the age of the big dinosaurs. A large, meat-eating, three-toed theropod races close behind a long-necked sauropod, perhaps hungry for his dinner. Their feet press into the mud as they run, and after millions of years, their fossil footprints are discovered along the Paluxy River in Glen Rose, Texas. In 1940, those tracks were sent to museums. Some were lost in transit. Peter Falkingham, with London's Royal Veterinary College and colleagues, wanted to put the entire 45-meter-long scene back together.
As you can imagine, a really long trackway from a dinosaur tells us a lot more than just two or three steps do.
The researchers used 17 photographs and hand-drawn maps from Roland T. Byrd's 1940 excavation, coupled with 21st-century technology called photogrammetry.
Which is where you take several digital photographs of an object from multiple positions, and the software looks for features in those photographs, matches those features, and then basically uses maps to figure out the camera position. If we have lots of cameras, we can get a 3D model.
They describe that model in the journal PLOS One.
We can see both the theropod and the sauropod trackway coming down a trench that's been excavated out by Byrd and his team. We can see the sandbags at the end where they were keeping the river off the tracks that they were excavating. Yeah, we can basically see everything that you could see in the photographs, but now we can see it in 3D from any angle.
Falkingham says while photogrammetry is gaining popularity in archaeology, paleontology, and other fields, his study breaks new ground beyond a launch pad for future work.
What we've done here, as far as I can tell for the first time, is reconstruct something that doesn't exist anymore, at least in that form. And that's pretty exciting because museums hold tens of thousands of specimens and inevitably some get lost or damaged.
Falkingham says with photo documentation, what can follow are 3D images and even 3D printing to create the objects to study both physically and digitally. But for now, if you want to see that famous dino chase from 120 million years ago, race on over to voanews.com. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.